Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Far East. North Korea has been a global threat in 2017, and it will continue as a global threat into 2018. That's the headline. In one moment, Kim Timmerman will join me at this broadcast table to explain this threat.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, another major event that has unfolded is the development of this nuclear weapon and a delivery system to deliver a nuclear weapon, according to the leader of North Korea, to any spot in the United States. That's been a threat 2017. What does 18 look like?
Well, that's right. And that threat emerged, frankly, during President Obama's watch. He did nothing to curtail North Korea's march towards nuclear weapons status. I think you're going to see some dramatic action in 2018. I don't want to say it will be military action, but it might be against North Korea. I think there's going to be some action in 2018 on North Korea. It could be quick, violent action.
We watched President Trump make two different foreign trips during the first year of his administration in Washington, one to the Far East, one to the Middle East. But as we were talking about North Korea, mainly that trip to the Far East was to try to get an alliance together to shut down the nuclear problem there in North Korea, was it not?
Absolutely right. It's crystal clear that President Trump succeeded where his recent predecessors, both President Bush and President Obama, did not, in getting the South Koreans on board. The South Koreans have always been very skittish about confronting their neighbors to the north, their cousins to the north, because they know their capital, Seoul, is within artillery range of thousands of North Korean artillery pieces. President Trump, I don't know what he said to them, but he clearly said something that reassured them in a really major way. They seem to be on board. And the Chinese, and this is something that's going to be developing in the coming months, the Chinese are worried. They heard President Trump essentially say, we want you to cooperate with us, and we mean real cooperation, not this lip service that we've gotten in the past on North Korea. And if you don't, things could be very, very different in your relationship.
Ken Timmerman with a report on why North Korea is a global threat. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The potential for a North Korean nuclear global threat is actually a reality. This is a political threat. Prophetically, North Korea is a part of the kings of the East mentioned in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, and that is at the end of the tribulation period. Today, North Korea is a facilitator for the axis of evil, Iran, Syria, and North Korea. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled in 2018. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...